Welcome to my first rally webinar in a year or so, because me and my son just left Bloomington 2 days ago, ran away from the cold. Didn't get a shave this morning, but hey, new city, new stuff. We're getting ready to get some big stuff next year, get it done. But to start off with, Raleigh is a city with a lot of people. So after spending a few months in Bloomington, I come to Raleigh and I'm like, damn, there's so much traffic and cars and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I like being alone. So that's my preference. Let's get into business. Let's get into inflation reading, slowest since May. Great. Now we're all going to be wealthy and we don't even have to get out of bed. Well, at least that's what the 20-year-olds think, anyway. All right, share the screen. And there's a couple of topics I want to talk about and some strategies, you know, how not to do LinkedIn. And I'm going to poke a little fun at all this stuff. And I would love to start with my... Can we see the screen? I'll see it there in a second. With my last post, because I've decided to have just fun with my LinkedIn now, especially this season. So now this is the part where I'll give it a shot to just be funny. And maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I don't know. We'll see. The rule number one is on LinkedIn is there's two things. Actually, I'm only on this tab, so I have to do it this way. The first thing is you need to have a lot of activity. So you go to post impressions, and I've been traveling, I've been busy, so I only have 48 activities of 3 actions this week, okay? Well, if you don't have time to do this, to get this done, in order to be authentic, all you got to do is get AI to do it. Get any kind of a software that will just plug in illegally into LinkedIn, and you start pumping these comments because you need this number to be as high as possible. There's creators that actually get this number up to 500, 700 a week and stuff. These guys spend a lot of time doing it, and they make money with it, so that's all good and well. However, because in order to achieve authenticity, most people will do this. And this is part of my preparation for this webinar here, was this carousel I posted. It was for Thursday. So I usually post at night before I go to bed. And so that it has they can take the whole cycle of impressions. And here we go. I wrote a carousel where it says, why Santa's old website is more ancient than Rudolph's red nose. Santa's site looks like it was designed before they invented Christmas trees. It's clunky and slow. Online is taking over. Heads up, not elves. Online is taking over. Santa's elves are confused. They can build toys, but ordering online, that's a whole new world. I'm building up to something here, so stick with me. Christmas spirit in trouble. A serious Christmas spirit. Christmas crisis. Kids aren't getting their gifts. The spirit meter is dropping fast. And I'll like my own post. Why not? Because that's the best way to do it. Liking your own post. Because, hey, engagement is engagement. You raise the numbers. Get them wherever you can because that's authentic. Modern kids, old website. Today's kids live online. Santa's site struggles like a reindeer in summer at the North Pole. And the future needs an update. Imagine being stuck with a dial-up internet. That's Santa's site. It's time to bring it up to speed. North Pole upgrade. Call the reindeer tech team. Fixing the site can save Christmas and make elves proud. And there you go. Let's save Christmas. Help Santa modernize. Spread the word. Even Santa needs a website refresh to keep the cheer alive. Share if you care. Nobody shared because nobody cares. But comments, funny, joking. They're great, cool. I love it. They did reply to some, didn't get a chance because I was driving a while, so didn't get a chance to reply to all. However, one that I did reply to was from Ahmed Farag, second level connection, and people wonder why I don't connect with these people. Karel Mergel, your holiday website insights are truly inspiring. Would love to explore how Santa's digital challenges mirror modern business. The dude's whacked out, or he's just using AI. Guess which one it is? Well, yet again, not the way to do LinkedIn. That's what it comes down to. I mean, this is, most people do it. Most people love it. They think it's, and the strangest thing is it gives you the check. It checks the box. So you got the high number, what I was showing. And, you know, I replied to them, Santa's studying the use of AI now. So that's one way for me. I think it's not to do LinkedIn, but LinkedIn doesn't care because LinkedIn sells this stuff. If you buy the premium version, you get access to fun stuff like this. AI created authentic content. So that's example one. Next example is sell. LinkedIn selling. How do you do it? Well, again, the way you do it is you send, let's say I have 3,000 something connections. So to get a lot of selling done, I have to send out generic messages to everybody, buy my stuff. And here I'm going to show another one that was so much fun. Here on Omar Garcia connected with me. I connected with him and because he's got a bunch of connections and, you know, we connected at one of the networking events or, you know, whatever, the social Saturday. And yeah, introduction. I help, you know, that's his headline. And then he says, Karel, I want to grow my network with folks aiming for 7-figure profits in marketing services. Okay, great. I gave him a thumbs up, and I like connecting with people that are active. This was October 23rd. Here comes Tuesday, December 17th. So was it 2 months later? October, November, December. Yeah, 5 weeks. 9 weeks. So without any kind of further engagement or nothing on LinkedIn, I don't even think he commented once on my stuff. I don't even think he, look at his profile and stuff. But are you trying to scale your business to 7-figure profits? I made a quick video that may help. Would love your feedback. SecurePlusFinancial.com. Join. I don't want to join. I don't want a free training. And I don't care about 7-figure business something. And I'm not clicking the link. And my reply to that was pitch slap every day. Hey. And then I sent him a bullseye with a dart in the middle because, hey, nothing better than that. And it made his day, made him laugh. It was good. So we good. So this is, you really want to do LinkedIn this way? I mean, sending out millions of blind messages. So, oh yeah, here's a video you may be interested in. How did you know if we never talked? So, kind of takes the authenticity out of everything. I mean, my goal was to build 10,000 followers. I'm working on that. However, my slowdown became when I realized that what I want to do is I want to know the people. Like we have Yossi Rios just commented, and we have engagement for a while now. I tried to send him an invite. He didn't get a chance yet. He travels a lot. I travel a lot. We're all busy, but we're at least engaging. We're commenting. We're watching each other's stuff. So we know what we're doing, each one of us. And then when we feel that there is a need, strong urge to get together and do something together because it would be beneficial for both of us, we'll get together. We'll find the time, but we know who we are. But a guy I met 2 months ago, we didn't even exchange one engagement. I don't really believe that's the way to do LinkedIn, although LinkedIn doesn't care because your social score will go up the more connections you have, regardless of how quality you are. And to address what he said is, get it done. Raleigh is nice, but I agree on hating congestion. Yeah, the congestion at times here in Raleigh is in the rush hour. I mean, Raleigh's still, it's sort of between a small city and something between a village and a city. I don't know. It's kind of like there's a little bit of both. It acts like a city, but it's really a village. That to me is Raleigh. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's coming from my million plus cities that I've lived in, like Prague and New York City and stuff. So to me, Raleigh's still a small town, sort of, but it's got city ambitions. And so many a times there's really not much traffic and it's pretty quick and easy to get around. But we arrived yesterday at around 5 o'clock or something. That was bad. I mean, it was really just, you know, and it's only for like an hour. So that's nice about it. Coming out of New York, of course, where going across Staten Island nowadays is kind of like an all day event because the 440 is just a standstill that goes across Staten Island Expressway. It's a permanent standstill. So it's like kind of like, what the hell am I going to do there? So then I moved to the city or to Brooklyn and stuff, take the train. And, you know, trains, just had a court case in New York about trains. So that's all I have to say to that. But yeah, that was the fun stuff. And yeah, congestion coming out of Bloomington where, yeah, there's traffic in Bloomington too, but only when there's an accident or when there's construction, there was a lot of, but it's like kind of like a 5 minute congestion. Whereas here you got to go drive for miles. So that was not so much fun. And we stopped over at Charleston, West Virginia. That was fun. And we had we slept over there, got a picture of the Capitol. I mean, I could show some pictures and stuff. Maybe I'll make a post out of it, how we traveled and what we saw. And it was kind of like, because my car doesn't start when it's cold, so the car kind of said, well, you got to leave Bloomington. So I did, and then we made a first stop at somewhere where it's not going to be freezing, and I got to go see my mechanic and here, and we'll figure it out. Then I'll just be hitting my roads and I'll just be going down south. My son goes back to college. I'll be hitting the roads through the south. So anybody between Texas and Vegas that's in my network, I'll probably reach out, and I'll be, you know, like the same way I'm here now, I'll reach out to a few people in Raleigh and I'll try to get together with them, you know, try to network, of course. But that's, again, that's my why I'm not building to 10,000 so rapidly. But I'm just, hey, I'm in Raleigh. You go to filter. Here is my network. Connections, 2,500. And of course, many of these people I know in person as well in Raleigh already, but you're just going to search with filters. And what we do first, and we'll just do locations, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. What do we got? 263 people. So while I'm here for the next week or two or whatever, however long it takes me, I have 263 meetings I can have with my connections. So that's just one example. And then, let me see. And then let's see if I'm going to be going to Oklahoma. I've been watching a series, Tulsa King, and I'm like, hey, Oklahoma's good. And the car will start as well, so I can go to Oklahoma. But let's see if I have anybody in Tulsa. Show results. Does anybody live in Tulsa? One person. Cool. Okay, I'm going to reach out, and I can meet him in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I got a connection. And let's go just to Oklahoma in general as we go there. Oklahoma. And what do we have? 8 results. So as I'm driving through Oklahoma, there's 8 people that I have my connection I could reach out to, and we could possibly meet. I'm not saying we will, but we could. So anyway, well, I already logged off the connection there, but But yeah, this is how I do LinkedIn. I mean, you don't have to do it that way. I mean, that's the funny thing about LinkedIn. That's the funny thing about the course I'm preparing. I'm just, people will tell you all sorts of these strategies, how to do it. It's kind of like, well, you know, you have to get up early in the morning, break a chicken bone, you know, have a popsicle. Then you take a candy cane, preferably a Skittles one. And then when you finish that candy cane, you leave 10 comments on post 17 coming down your feed. But it can't be less than 3 from the bottom because or something. Everybody gives you this strategy. And it's kind of like going on a diet. It's kind of, you know, it's like diets work. All diets work. But they only work for a limited time because there's only a certain amount of time you can really invest before you get burnt out. Like, oh, yeah, you're going to have these special shakes you could drink, and that's going to fill up your entire meal. Try a bunch of them. They're pretty good. The fact is, though, you can't drink it all your life. And it's something I was talking about the other day also with somebody. I said, you know, it's kind of like if you're going to be eating the same thing every single day, no matter how much you love it, you're going to get sick of it. You're going to get sick of it. So, and it's the same thing with social media and engagement and interaction. Are you just looking to garner the big numbers? Then fine, do the big numbers and don't care about personal connections. And if you're selling something for $50, it'll work because people will give you $50, but I'm selling something for thousands of dollars. So I think before somebody sends me $10,000 or whatever, they want to get to know me. They want to know who I am, that I'm alive, and that I'm still going to be here the next day. You know, then I could sell websites for $200 and just disappear in 6 months like those people in Kolkata, India, that will always, you know, come from mother's basement, have 50 connections on LinkedIn, and will build you a website of, for $50. 6 months later, you don't have a website, but then again, it didn't hurt that much. So, you know. It's all what you want. You want to do serious business, you do serious business and you take it seriously. If you don't want a serious business, if you just want to fool around with it, hey, then you could always try these different things. I mean, and that's the one thing is I think LinkedIn is becoming a little bit more like Fiverr, however you pronounce that. But I think it's Fiverr and Upwork. It's like you get these little remedial tasks for $20. Yeah, I'll edit your PDF or... Well, except on LinkedIn, it's more like $1,000. But, you know, because people think people are stupid. But, you know, I don't know. It's just a fun stuff to do LinkedIn. And, yeah, as I'm preparing a course, I'm kind of like I'm inclined to include stuff in there like the strategies. Get back to that is you do a strategy that works for you. You don't have to break a, you know, you don't have to wear a grass skirt when you're commenting at 6 o'clock in the morning before your yoga. I mean, why? Why would you do that? All you got to do is wake up, reply to your comments, get some of the stuff out of the way. If you have a post ready, you can post it. Then you could engage more if you have time. If you don't, jump in your car, get to work, get to wherever you got to go, take your kids to school, to your hockey practice, to your, you know, pickleball practice, and then, you know, then go back and engage again. Because people are like, well, you know, engaging, warming up the algorithm. This is, I'm almost allergic to that now. Like when I see it, I'm like warming up the algorithm. I'm like, I get like rash all over my hands and stuff. Because it's, right, how do you warm up the algorithm? Well, you got to warm it up because when you're engaging, then you post, it's going to get 3 times more than if you don't do an engagement. Well, yeah, that's real scientific. It's kind of like flat earth science. Because the algorithm will always base everything on your quality of the content and the target audience being online. Because it's not going to show you stuff. Like, let's say most of your target audience is not on that day. Not because they're not usually on at the time, but they're not that day. For some reason, something happened to most of the people. They have a holiday. They have a vacation. There's just some kind of a festival in the area. So say they're not in the area at the time online where you're going to be posting. So you post it. You engage before, you engage after, you're still not going to get anything because the people are not online. So the algorithm will just take the stuff and will not go with it, will not post it, will not show it. However, because it knows who's your target audience, when they show up at 6 p.m., they will start showing it to them. Not in the morning, because just because you're engaged, it's not like you're programming the algorithm to now start showing your post. But why it seems to fool people a lot, many people get fooled by this for two reasons, and I'll tell you why it is. Number one is because engagement does boost the performance. Because at the time you engage, the person that you engage with is, the algorithm brings them a little bit closer, and it shows each one of you their posts and their content more. And it does it based on because you show up. And when you sign on them, when you write something someplace, it shows up in the feed. Karel Mergel commented on ABC. And the other people will see it if they're online. So if they're online, and if so, there's a lot of ifs. So that's one thing. That's one reason, is because, yeah, because it appears to be that way, but it's a fallacy. It's just not right, because the algorithm doesn't care. It just wants the audience. It's looking to increase screen time. Think of the algorithm. And if you think, what, no matter what you think, the algorithm is about screen time, nothing else. So, you know, and if you have a gray skirt on and you're going to be making some voodoo ceremony with chicken bones, hey, you could do it, feel free, but the algorithm won't care, because if it doesn't increase screen time, you could use all the magic in the world you want. Not even Santa will be able to convince the algorithm to show you stuff. But and the second thing is why does this work? Well, because when people pay for a program, like a masterclass on LinkedIn, and somebody tells them, listen, this is the strategy you got to use. It's kind of like the diet program. It will work. Apparently, 9 out of 10 times, with the exception of one time that it doesn't work because the people are not on there, but you can be like, well, it's just a weird day, but you know, next tomorrow's going to work again. Sure. But is it working because of the magic trick you learned at the masterclass? No, it works because you're showing up. And by the same token, it happened to me a lot of times, is I engaged in the morning, got some impressions, and definitely did boost that initial, you know, people say in the first hour, it's the most important. That's how your post is going to do. No, nobody knows how the algorithm works. I don't even know how it works. I just know it's number one priority, and it's screen time. Why is it screen time? Because anytime you're thinking about what's going to happen, is you always follow the money. Where is the money? Well, the money's in the users and the ads shown to the users. So screen time is important. And so I commented a lot in the morning and say I got 150, 200 impressions just right out of the gate, which looks impressive. You're like, oh, I did the work good. Now it's going to just slowly go around and stuff, be good. It's like, okay, cool. Did that a number of times. But a lot of times I started watching the impressions regularly every hour, how would they go up? And without me being online and engaging, or online I was because I was just checking the numbers, but without me really engaging in any other way, all of a sudden at like 6, 7, 8 p.m., I see the numbers grow of impressions. I'm like, wait a second. So I follow the big boys' strategy, you know, the people with the hundreds of thousands of followers. And they're telling me this is the guaranteed strategy on how to improve the performance. No, they're just selling me rain, the rainmaker. Well, it either rains or it doesn't, but you know, you could still give me money for making it rain. So, and then at 6, 7, 8 o'clock, I'm just like, oh, without me doing anything, all of a sudden the impressions go, ooh. I'm like, wow, I got 400 impressions. I didn't even have to do anything. So what does that mean? Well, by common logic, you would say, well, if you don't do anything, you're going to get more impressions. No, it's not that. It's just that the algorithm does whatever it wants. So you go to these masterclasses, you pay $300-$400 for a masterclass that will give you a guaranteed formula on how to do it. There's nothing guaranteed. That's the number one thing. But number two is what they do give you and where the money's worth. It's kind of like going to church. Gives you structure. Gives structure to your life. It tells you what you got to do. You kind of don't feel responsible for yourself. And it helps a lot of people. And that's why it's working. But it's not, again, to me, it's not the procedure, the process. It's a fact that you have a process. So my simple rule for that is just show up. Just show up and do your stuff. I don't have to be online from 7 to 9, 9 to 10. But some people do. I just know I got to get a certain amount of numbers and engagement and meetings and stuff like that. But a lot of people just don't get stuff done unless you give them a structure. That's why most people have a job. They work from 9 to 5. That's when they're productive. That's when they do a lot of stuff. They end their job, they go home, and they have another structure because the kids come, homework, dinner, 8 p.m. movie, 5 o'clock news. All those are like anchor points, sort of. So you could just structure your day in any way you want. Get the content out there. And the other thing was, and this is sort of true, sort of not true. I'm still testing that, sort of, watching it, because what it is that if you're looking, if it's about posting, and if people are looking at your wall, they will generally comment on the last one. That's even the way the LinkedIn is structured. So it's not really the algorithm, it's just the structure of the thing. It's kind of like on Instagram. On Instagram, the most posts, the most likes will be received by the latest post. That's the number one. That's the one that the algorithm even shows in the feed the most. So, and LinkedIn is similar to that. So like sometimes I believe on the phone, I get to see one. On the screen, I get to see three if we go into somebody's wall, last three posts. So those are the ones that have the biggest engagement. So what happens is the recommendation, and I follow this so far pretty thoroughly, and I just post once a day. And one post a day is enough. Why? I mean, I have 10 ideas a day that I can post, except to get one post out there to be authentic. I mean, I use AI to start generating stuff too, but I do post editing to that to make it personal to me because I want personal content. I just don't. I use AI to get ideas generally. Sometimes I even write the idea to AI, and the AI regurgitates something, and I'll just post my original idea. That's just how it works. But anyway, I don't have the time to do 10 hours a day of posts. So that's why I don't post 10 things a day. And that's the only reason. But otherwise, I've been now doing, even at times, a couple of posts a day. And what happens is if you post the newest post, it will sort of deflate the performance of the older post. That's what it was a year ago. Now algorithm has changed and it's showing posts from even weeks ago. So again, I'll share the screen here. And it's funny because this is, if you look at the data and stuff and performance, this guy, Chris, he's good. And he posts a lot. He's there all the time. Not everything is that great, but he just posts a lot. That's his strategy. It works for him. He's got a lot of followers. So, how not to do LinkedIn. People will tell you post once a day. Oh, you don't have to post once a day. You can post 10 times a day. Just know that it's going to get less. Each post will get a little less impressions, and the latest one will get the most. And whichever one stays latest will be there. And start a post. So, how not to do LinkedIn. People will tell you all sorts of strategies. And at the end of the day, it's about what fits you. And everybody has a different strategy. And try them all and then see what works and what doesn't. This one is 2 days ago, 4 days ago, 5 days ago, and there you go, three, show more. One day, 6 days, here we go. I forget when I shared this, but this is a week ago, so that was my son's repost. It's interesting. That's another one. People say, don't repost. It doesn't count. Well, I did post with a comment. If you just repost without comments, I think the impressions go more with the creator. I haven't done reposting without a comment lately. And I think that has changed as well. And this is my son's post that we created. And he posted it. And I did. I just reposted it with some comments. And voila, it's got 106 impressions, and it's 1 week old, and it's got more impressions than a post from two days ago. So, this is 1 week old, and actually a post from a month ago got 17 impressions. Shopify versus WooCommerce, WordPress, it's actually a video. So there you go, even video works now. It's getting better anyway. But if I click on this, they started saying, and I posted about that too, is they started doing, You start doing the numbers here, but I don't see it for myself. So maybe if somebody else will, I don't know. But anyway, this is yeah, Freya again. She commented. I just noticed the comment is, yep, that's exactly what it is. It's different rituals, and some people they work. But anyway, so even the older posts now work better on LinkedIn. So that has improved a lot. So, I mean, if you want to post six times a day, go ahead. You could post every 2 hours. Who cares? The only thing is if people comment, though, you probably get less comments per post. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. But you do. Important is the engagement and the personal touch that you give it. So you do make sure you engage at some point of the day. It doesn't have to be in 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be as quickly as possible. Just engage. Because, I mean, after all, it's called social media. So guess what you got to do on social media? Yeah, you got to socialize. That's always it's the magic trick. Yeah, oh, I got to socialize on social media. I thought I'd just post and go and that's it. I'm gone. No. And if you don't actually post for a day or two, people will tell you, no, you have to post every single day. This is what happens. Magic happens. If you post every day, magic happens. No, it don't. What happens is if you socialize, magic happens. It's simple because you're on social media for what? To meet people, to talk about stuff. You could join groups. You could do all sorts of stuff. But, you know, you're there to... stop sharing. There we go. So that's that. And I wanted to find something else. I don't know if it's not going to be too long, but let me see. I did want to. And that was the next thing I want to talk about was the videos. Videos have taught me one thing this week, and I made a post about it too. I'm just trying to find here. Let me see this. Just give me a second here. I'm going to, I'll see what pops up. Anyway, but back to some of these posts and the videos. Videos, I watched some videos and I was trying to, I finally found the counter and I did make a thing about it. And it was like, oh yeah, we have the counter here. And, you know, so how do you get thousands of posts? And this is the funny thing is, how do you want to do, again, how to do or do not do LinkedIn? LinkedIn is supposed to be a professional platform and supposed to share professional content. And yes, you need to be an expert. You need to do this. You need to show your expertise. Then people will come to you. This was another philosophy I've encountered this week on some people with hundreds of thousands of posts. They made a PDF said, don't ever, ever sell on LinkedIn. All you have to do is show your expertise. And you don't even have to talk about your products because everybody knows. Yes, everybody knows if you have 200,000 followers. Yes, they do know. And you do basically 200,000 followers, like it or not, the vanity metrics will sell. And as much as we could say, well, it's not properly, ethically, blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. It is. It is. It works. It's what works. It's what does. It's what people go after. They'll look at your thing. I mean, even my son, when he checks out YouTube, he's like, well, the video has less than 10,000 views. I don't really watch it. Yeah, it's just human nature. So what happens is if somebody with a 200,000 follower account says, well, you know, you and whatever it is, he could talk about newspaper printing. He could talk about how to make drinks. He could talk about how to make cars. And people are like, well, he's got 200,000 followers. That means he's an expert. No, it doesn't. But hey, the numbers do help in convincing people. But generally, you know, and they, if you want to sell something on LinkedIn, you have to say that you're selling it. There's all sorts of things on your profile, services, etc. But you do mention it in posts. You do mention it in other things. There's a fine level, as you saw from the comments. You know, sometimes people send you messages that, you know, nobody really cares about and, you know, stuff, but you got to fight through it. And, you know, is there a right way to use LinkedIn? Well, if you're bothering too many people, you're going to get blocked by those people. I mean, I hardly ever block people. I think I blocked a few people, but not too much, not too many, because I just, you know, like, I don't care. As long as you don't send me 100 messages a day and you don't try to scam me for money and stuff. And, but anyway, I'm gonna think of how I would do this. But to finish off with the videos is, I was looking at the performance of videos. There's a guy, you know, all these people have thousands of followers. It's not like they have like two or three. True, some of them have more or less or whatever. But there was a video where somebody has 200,000 followers. And he had that little white and black letters, numbers there saying, oh yeah, you know, he had like 20,000 count of views. So that's interesting. 20,000 views is interesting. But does that make him an expert at everything? No, it doesn't. It's just, you know, he has a lot of followers. So he got 20,000 views on his video. It's simple as that. But what happens next? Next, I watched some video. So I was always wondering, where do these people talk about the counters? Now I see that they're public, like on YouTube, when you have the videos, it tells you like how many people watched it and how interesting it should be, presumably. So there was a guy that had something, talk about something, whatever. Whatever the topic was, it was an expert industry topic on something. And that one had like 600. One person had 600 views. And the guy knows what he's talking about. He's been around for a while. Why does he have 600 views? Because he only has 6 or 10,000 followers or something? Yeah, good. And then I look at another video, which is a dog chasing his tail in a kitchen. And somebody's saying, well, this is what I learned from about consistency, about watching my dog run around in the kitchen. You know, sniffing his tail and licking his balls. And, well, they taught me about consistency, and this will hold this thing. And the video's got 20,000 views. I'm like, I mean, yeah, if you want to get impressions, we're going to get through this. It's like, what does it have to do with anything professional? A dog licking his tail and balls and butt. You know? So it's kind of like, what's the right way? At the end of my year of doing posting and being here every day, I really don't know. Every strategy works. It's just a matter of how you want to look. I mean, my choice is not to post total BS, but now I'm more inclined into getting into just making fun of everything because it just helps. It's, you know, I don't care what people think as long as I get 2 million impressions. They're like, no, I kind of try to stick with my topics, but sometimes, some of these days, I'm like, you know what, the hell with it. And I just post something about Santa and his website, and somebody says he loves the depth of my insights about Santa's website. Like, sometimes you're like, why do I do this? And here we have the something very cool. Let me see. Add a scene. Add a media. How do I do that? Screen. I just want to share this with this image here. And this is something I was trying to get to, and I'm finally getting to that. I'm putting together a LinkedIn course based on all these findings and stuff like that. Experiences, show some screenshots maybe in there, tell some strategies, give people strategies. But the most important thing is I don't think there's any particular strategy. Like, just, I think my number one advice would be, don't listen to anybody. Just show up and do some work. And yeah, if you like certain structure, do it, use it, apply it. And once you see, like, it's kind of like a diet. Once you see you are not able to stick with it that whole time, or it doesn't fit your schedule, then adjust it according to whatever you want. I mean, how hard is that to comprehend and understand and stuff? Anyway, I'm already on small thing, but I am not. Excessive system clutter detected. Buy our stuff. Yeah, HP system notification. No, I'm not buying anything, and screw you. Screw you, I'm going home. Events. Here we go. 01. There we go. So see, this is the teacher of an online course, okay? Because the coaching, if you want to be good at business, you gotta put a puppy there to sell it for you. Because that's just, to me, that made my day when I saw that. I was like, yeah, this is the right way to do LinkedIn. Then there's another guy that had 20 million cats. I'm not even going to show it, but it was like, oh, how do you feel today? What are these 2,000 cats? So this is the best way to do promotions for your LinkedIn course or business coaching. Are you looking for a 7-digit income? Well, this is the way you get impressions anyway. So, you know. I have the red hat. He's got the reindeer antlers. I think we look good together, and I think I'm going to use him. I think I'll hire him to do my selling for me now, because I hate selling. I just do marketing. But I think I'm going to have to find something like that to sell for me. So, for, you know, cutie face. Oh! Some of these things. Anyway, so this was my free. And, yeah, by the way, he does it for free, the dog. Too, so which is cool. And if it's digital, I don't even think you have to feed him. So, hey, not so bad. Good deal. Now, let's get rid of this scene. Get rid of the dog. Go back to welcome. Yes, I'm on welcome now. So that was one. I could show another one someplace, but I don't think I want to anymore. Nah. I think that's enough for horrible marketing images. But, yeah, this is how are you going to do LinkedIn? Do it the way you want to do it. Do it what you feel is comfortable to you. And, yes, add a little joke. Add some fun. Have fun with it. That's the most important thing. And I think that's something I'm going to be incorporating more and more, is just the fun part of it. But be serious, but funny. It does. Just because you're serious doesn't mean you have to be. You can't be a little lighthearted. Let's put it that way. Put a little fun into your life, you know, and into LinkedIn as well. Just don't overdo it. I mean, you know, some people just go gung ho on it. And I think the other video. I just remembered the other videos. Somebody just posted something with Arnold Schwarzenegger. The other guy posted a video of from some movie. So a famous movie is another good original authentic content. Is you take movie flicks and clips and you add some deep thought to it. That's a great way to do it. It's got literally, from my perspective, very little value, but LinkedIn likes it. So, hey. Whatever LinkedIn likes, and if it shows you, gives you more impressions, sure, do it. Use it. Why am I so unfocused? Here we go. For some reason, the camera didn't want to focus on me anymore, so I refocused it myself. But since this is going to be on, eventually it's going to be at some point on an RSS feed on NC Web Dev Podcast, we're only like 10 or 12 episodes behind right now. Video, audio is more important, and I think even with the webinars, I like video. I like watching stuff at times, but when I'm driving, when I'm going someplace, I'll just play the webinar on YouTube or whatever. But I'll listen to it on just audio. I'm not even gonna watch the phone too much. So, I mean, if you have a cute dog, let's everybody tomorrow post a doggy picture on our LinkedIn. I don't have a dog because I travel, and I think. Having a dog on being on the road and flying is just dog torture. But hey, if you have a house, you live someplace, it's and you're not traveling too much, you're home a lot of times, most of the time, use your animals. Animals sell, and kids sell as well. I mean, Hitler always took pictures with kids, so it sells. It works. People loved it. They followed him. So, you know, what can I say? I mean, even Biden sniffs kids. So, you know, takes pictures with them all the time, except that he's doing this when he's showing off with them. So, hey, marketing, any way you do it, any way you get it done. Some people show their ass. Some people show their breasts. I don't know. I just think those are not strategies to use, but hey, what are you going to do? Got some chats here. Oh, I have those. I didn't open those here because I just don't watch it. But hey, it's Christmas time. Have fun. And oh yeah, one more thing about the algorithm and about how to do it, not to do it. I was showing a couple of weeks ago, I was showing that I have 1%. I got into the 1 percentile, 1% whatever on the SSI score and social selling index. And now I have 2-3%. It fluctuates again because I haven't been on too much. But if you don't post anything for a week, so I just saw a video too on this. Well, you know, I'm going to be on there and let's just turn LinkedIn into a Christmassy post, millions in it. Just don't forget to take a picture of your Christmas tree because that always works. People always want to see other people's Christmas trees. That's important because if you want to build a professional website, you need to show people your Christmas tree. Anyway, so that's one thing. But if you stop posting for like a week, then what happens is nothing. You're just not going to be posting. So you're going to have 1 week of data that's going to show up less. And you know how fast it takes for you to get back up to speed with posting? Zero. As soon as you start posting and engaging with the people, you're back. There will be a slow drop off and slow pickup, but don't worry about it. Don't stress it. If you got better things to do than sit here on LinkedIn, do them. LinkedIn will be here even after a week. It's not going anywhere. And it's hungry for your content because, as I always say, there's only 1-2% of people really actually engaging in creating content on LinkedIn. So what are they going to fire you if you don't show up for a week? It's not a job. But if you want to make money, stay on LinkedIn. But if you need have better things to do, take off a week. Chill. Don't worry about it. And don't forget to take a picture with the dolphin that you're swimming with. I mean, dolphins sell too. They're very cute. Their meat sucks, but they're cute. So don't eat dolphins. Eat tuna. Dolphins are pretty. We don't eat them. We eat tuna because it's ugly fish. It's a joke I heard years back and made sense to me. I still remember it. Remember a lot of stupid things. Anyway, so I guess that's it. Somebody's got some specific question for me from somebody who's listening. We have this stuff and some comments. I replied to them. It's been 50 something minutes, and I think that's enough for fun and games with LinkedIn. And on videos, the funnier they are, the more you can steal a celebrity status. Put it in there. It works. People will engage. If I don't get banned, I'll be here again next week, hopefully, maybe. I don't know. And I may be in Raleigh or I may be in Oklahoma. The fun of life without a wife.